Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: knowing about God or knowing God. Chapter 2. Learning in the growth of knowing God and the Christian life. By the very expressive or intense presence of teaching or education in humankind, the diversity of variables associated with this aspect is also very extensive. Among others, looking from the point of view of those who teach, this diversity of variables can encompass the overall content of teaching, the programmatic content, the educators of the contents, the environment of the teaching, the interactions among educators and learners, as also among the learners themselves, as well as the systematic or methods of teaching. Nevertheless, in the face of so many variables involved in this area of human life, it can also occur that the so-called responsible for education cease to focus primarily or lose sight of the main target of teaching, which is the learner, the student, the child, or the apprentice. Thus, after emphasizing some aspects about the significant role of teaching or education in relation to knowing something or someone, we understand that it should also be mentioned at this beginning of the subject that teaching, or education, and learning are not necessarily equal aspects, and that there may be very significant distinctions between them. The fact that someone teaches something or performs an education task is different from a person learning, in fact, what has been taught or what has been passed on to him or her through an education effort. No matter how broad or better some teachings may be elaborated, offered, or presented, learning does not necessarily take place automatically, since learning is an action that is to be performed, understood, accepted, or also assimilated by the one to whom teaching is intended or offered. For this reason, and given the fact that there are so many aspects involved in the so-called education, the compositions of teaching objectives and processes should, in a way, begin from the end to the beginning. That is, they should start from a clear perspective of the objectives expected that the learners learn. The learner of teaching is, or should always be, the primary target of all the preparation of the diversity of variables encompassed in the contexts of teaching or education. Often, however, education planners or the more diverse educators are more concerned with the personal goals they aim to achieve in their lives than with the goals learners should achieve. And still, they often also are more dedicated to passing on the content they want to pass on to learners than dedicated to passing on the content that should be offered to learners. On the other hand, to say that the learner is the primary target of the teachings is not to say that what will be part of teaching should be what the learner wants to be taught, for the learner may also be inclined to learn what is not good for him or her and may be resistant to learn what is actually beneficial, as it is also taught in the scriptures in the following example. 2 Timothy 4, 1-4. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, and be turned aside to fables. The scriptures repeatedly show how significant is the participation of an appropriate teaching for the learner's life, but they also repeatedly point out how crucial the learner's participation is regarding the available teachings or what is presented by means of teaching or education. Therefore, when the distinction between teaching and learning is highlighted in a more expressive or precise way, it can also be noticed more distinctively that learning, in large part, is also associated with the learner's postures or positioning regarding the teachings that are offered to him or her. The present systemic teaching about Christian life, for instance, is a teaching proposition that aims to provide tools to help the learning process. However, Learning about the offered content will also depend on the learner's willingness to assimilate what is available to him or her. Moreover, since it is becoming more notorious that each learner also plays a crucial role in learning what is offered to him or her, we understand that it is still worth mentioning here the aspect that there is a striking competition, convergence, or fluency of teachings regarding every learner. A learner, throughout life, may be exposed to several different teaching angles, even about subjects that deal with the same topics. One same learner, on the same day or even at the same time, may be exposed to various teachings that will often be contradictory and opposed to each other. A child, for example, may go to a school and be taught by teachers on some specific points that will not always be in accordance with the daily teaching that his or her parents offer. And, in turn, the fact that a learner knows that one will often be exposed to teachings that may have multiple facets or contradictory aspects, as well as that a person has a part in accepting or rejecting what is presented to him or her, may turn out to be a very crucial point, for the teaching that will prevail in his or her learning will end up being the one that he or she actually assimilates or, in other words, the one that the learner receives, assimilates, or learns. So, one of the most crucial learnings that a learner should achieve as early as possible in his or her life is the lesson of the perception that there are multiple teachings on the same topics and that every learner, on several occasions, may be exposed to the need to choose some angles and reject others so that the teachings may bring benefits and not damages for his or her life, as the Lord also instructs through the following texts. Proverbs 1:1-7. The Proverbs of Solomon the son of David, King of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 4:19-23. The way of the wicked is like darkness, they do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. If still one of the definitions of the Looked Dictionary on Education is taken into account, which also presents this term as the integral and harmonious development of all human faculties, and considering that not all teachings are offered for the good of the people, it is highlighted here once again how much a learner should be prudent and seek to select with sobriety what he or she is willing to accept or learn. Therefore, starting from the above-mentioned definitions and that, according to the Scriptures, the foundation for a truly harmonious development of life is in God, we would like to focus, in the present subject, primarily on the most vital of the relationships of teaching and also learning that people need in their lives, and which the Lord wants to extend to each of them. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.